Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to talk about being your authentic self. This came up because a person questioned me on Quora, which is a forum for people to ask questions and other people answer questions, about the one thing that will never change about me, no matter how old I get or where I live. And for me, it has everything to do with just being who I am. I tell people all the time when I meet them, there's no interpretation necessary. I shoot from the hip. I'm straightforward. I have some New York attitude. That's where I was born and grew up in Westchester County. I don't believe in pretense. I don't believe in superficialities. I believe in being real, down to earth, flexible to the degree that I can be so, but live my own values and my own belief systems as best as I can. And this is my message to you, because if I've learned anything at all from working, especially with young women with eating disorders, I'm talking about anorexia and bulimia in particular, their biggest problem was that they had to always walk on eggshells around their households, or at least that's the way they reported it to me, because they never knew what was going to come next. They needed to be perfect people. They figured out in their lives early on that if they caused any problem, there would be hell to pay later on. And so they learned how to do what they thought other people wanted them to do and to be what they thought other people wanted them to be. But there's a problem with this. And the problem, as I explain to my clients, is that if you're putting on a facade, these people don't like you for who you are. They like you for the person that you're pretending to be, which isn't an authentic relationship and is still empty feeling. To which they agreed, because it's the truth. If you want to build meaningful, loving, wonderful relationships and have good relationships in the workplace and with your colleagues, you need to be who you are. Hopefully you're a compassionate person. Hopefully you're a flexible person. Hopefully you're able to do the things that are necessary within your job. And to be a good parent, a good friend, a good godparent, a good aunt, uncle, whatever it is that you are out there in the world with the people who you say you care about, because ultimately this is what truly matters in the world. There were times, by being authentic and telling people the things that they needed to hear, that they didn't want to hear, that they got pissed off at me. And frankly, I was okay with that. Because these are the people who are continuously coming to me with the same complaints over and over again. And I tell them, I'm giving you the information that you need in order to make the changes you need to make. So until unless you have some update for me about what you did and how it worked, we're not talking about the subject anymore. Sometimes people didn't really like that attitude. But a few months later, I'd hear back and they'd tell me, I didn't really like what you told me, but you were right. And that's really what matters in the sense of trying to help people. Because sitting there and just feeding into their distorted thinking or not giving them something to work with in order to move on in their world, especially if that's what they're asking for, well, that's a problem. And that was another thing that I kind of learned through my life, you know. There's some people who just want to vent, and there's some people who want advice, and you need to ask which they want. That's really important discernment, let me tell you. If you don't want to hear people venting about all their crap all day long, stay away from the people who are living lives of drama and don't know how to have any joy or fulfillment in their lives. Just stay away from them. they'll just drag you down anyway. However, there are a lot of people out there who are really worth getting to know, but in order for you to get to know them, you need to be who you are first, so they feel safe getting to know you. And yes, there are boundaries involved. One of the things I learned through my neurolinguistic programming training in particular was to not give absolutes, but to give suggestions and to word things in such a manner as to say, I don't know if I'm absolutely correct on what I got from you. This is what I got. Am I right or wrong? So that they can actually tell you and, you know, make the changes that are important to them, especially for people who have pretty rigid thinking and need things stated exactly the way they say them in order for them to recognize that it is what they said. There are people like that in the world. Many of them have been drug addicts, autistic people, people who are into engineering, and accountancy sometimes are like that as well. So you need to understand how they hear things, how they learn things in order to interact with them in a way that works for them. And you need to be who you are. It's the biggest gift that you can give to the world. If there's something that you do not like about yourself and things that you need to work on, and I just gave you a few of the things I had to work on, welcome to the human race. We all have things to work on in our lives, all through our lives, because not one of us is perfect. And that's another thing. Don't demand other people to be perfect and to be able to be what you want and need them to be 100% of the time. It ain't happening. That's not realistic. They can show up for you when it's necessary in a way that's meaningful to you. Most of the time, that's normal. So, I want you to understand that you're fine with who you are. You know the things that you need to change because people will let you know it by doing things like not communicating with you as much, stepping away a lot, or arguing with you a lot. These are the things you need to work on. And that's okay. Otherwise, just be who you are and have people love and like you for who you are. Being authentic. It's so freaking important. Especially in this day of political correctness, which I believe has done more to damage true communication between people than pretty much anything else on this planet. As always, I thank you so much for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.